Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
B-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a fluffy poodle owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Did you add fluffy and you're proud of yourself?
I didn't mean to say, I usually say scruffy, not fluffy.
Okay.
He's not fluffy.
Yeah, well, he can be. If he believes in himself,
if I
he
brush
can do
him,
it.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you? Now, we've got the option that we can do a retraction and you can issue the right word or...
No, that for this holiday special, he's fluffy.
Okay, fluffy. And thank you for bringing up such... you guys, if you are a partaker in Christmas, happy Christmas to you and yours this Friday.
And to you and yours what?
To you and your fluffy whatever is in your life. It's probably a dog. If you listen to this podcast, it's probably going to be a dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Guaranteed. Or, you know what? Hey, it's Friday. Happy to see you. Just Friday. Whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
Now, Alexis.
Uh-huh.
Here we are on mic for this show. This one. Can I Pet Your Dog? You and me been on mic for another show. Just revealed. I tell you what. Those sweet sweeties.
I was going to drum roll, but I guess it's been revealed. But I still did a drum roll.
I think you should. Drum rolls. Do you suppose that maybe drum rolls should be applied more often for things other than a surprise information?
Yeah, just something you want to have a little oomph.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It is curious that they do it on something that requires a surprise because the anticipation is already there.
Yeah.
It seems overkill.
Yeah.
Frankly.
More like less dramatic drum rolls. Just drum rolls for, you know,
or
like your shirt.
Like, monotonous or annoying tasks such as it's time to take out the trash.
Woo! Yeah, that's good.
Taxes, here we go. That might help as tax season comes upon us.
That's
try
smart.
Drumming roll through it.
Yes.
With each W-2 you have to file, give yourself a little drum roll.
Yep.
See if it helps. Okay, do you think, now here's what I was doing there, is that it's already been revealed that I did a decoy.
Ooh.
So that you've forgotten what we've talking about. And now when I say,
yes,
you and I are hosting the second season of The Dodos, An Animal Saved My Life, people will be like, right. It did have
an
element of surprise. Okay.
We are.
Great.
Yeah. We
Fantastic.
Are hosting it. The first episode is out and living, and you can look forward to more genuinely incredible animal stories. It's been very fun to work on, and we can't wait for you guys to hear it and tell us what you think.
Yeah, so curious to see what you guys, and I think with any new show, when you're working with a new team, it takes a second, just takes a second or two to, you know, like when you're dancing with somebody, and you're just like, well, what's your move? Okay, I see, because I do this move, but then
they come
by the end of the season, everybody's doing the same move together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll be curious. It's a, you know, it's an interesting time to hear a story that is so touching, you can't cry. You gotta keep asking questions.
You mean I tell you the people in the interview, or
right? No, it's a skill that I'm currently trying to attain.
Yeah, they got some good ones. I don't want to spoil anything, but oof, some of those people really get you, and some of those animals get you
real good. To the point where I think I can say this though.
Okay.
Some of these stories are so good that as I am, you know, griping and moaning about something dumb that I have to do, I'm like, now. What would this person that you just interviewed have done?
Ooh.
Probably keep trying.
Yeah.
I'd probably keep trying.
Yeah.
Right. Then I will too.
I think that is the big takeaway, is that they are incredible animals, but most of the people we talk to are also incredible people. And that's a really cool thing to be a part of. So.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, if you got time on your hands this week, we got two for you.
Yeah.
This one you're currently listening to. Mm-hmm. Great job. Check that off the list. Great. And then pop on over to The Dodos and Animal Saved My Life Season 2 with Renee and Alexis.
That's us.
Great.
In case you skipped the intro because you're sick of it, we are Renee and Alexis.
Renee and Alexis. I don't know if I trust these
Someone
two.
Who's never listened to the very first things we said the whole time. We're like, who are these people?
All right.
Who's talking?
I'll try it.
Yeah.
But for this episode, this one here that you're currently listening to, what do you suppose we tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this week?
I would love to. So
okay.
We have some crumb boat updates. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I done it again.
He did it again.
We have, and I see Tug's trick-or-treating out of season, but I love it.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm happy to tell you about it. It's no Alexis done did it again, but it's pretty good.
We have a Mime Up Minute from Rex and Kelda. We have some a mini dog science on dog sneezes.
Just a little bit. Come on.
And a little bit about last second gift ideas in case you are running at the door. What are you going to grab for your house kind of thing?
Shoot. Mm-hmm. I forgot to do it. We got your back.
Yeah.
And by got your back, I mean like.
Yeah. It's something, huh?
Yes. I mean, it's, with the effort, you'll definitely recognize that we tried.
Exactly.
That's what we got for you. Okay. You ready to get on in there?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, now, Alexis, it's time for Crumbo.
It is.
Where we talk about our dogs.
Yep.
And mine is cute, but yours is done did it again.
Yes.
And I tell you what, if you're going to have a finale, something to bring home with, you want to put the done did it again at the end.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So tell me about this out of season tugboat story.
A little trick or treating, if you please. I tell you what. So I've got just a 180 as far as managers are concerned. The old apartment, pretty rough. New place. I can only equate her to Mrs. Claus.
Wow.
Just the sweetest little manager in all the land. Her idea, not mine. Hey, why don't you give me a little bag of Tug's treats? And that way, when he comes over, give him a little bit of a treat.
Aww.
Now, tell you what, Tugboat was in on this plan.
Sure.
Not in that he told her to tell me to give him treats, but a participant in like, yes, I also say yes to this idea.
This is a great idea.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
This is an excellent. What she just said, I seconded. Moving forward. Next item of business.
Yes.
So a little bag of treats. And it was going very well for a bit because I would work on his tricks here and then we would go showcase his tricks with Maria. That's her name.
Really
She's
good.
The best. And what used to happen is that Tug on the leash would sit outside. This is an important part of the story to really pay attention to.
Okay.
Would sit outside her apartment patiently waiting for a treat.
Sure.
Trick or treat for Tug. She came out, paw. Lay down, show me your belly. Great. It's a very, very sweet. Everybody knows each other. Everybody is, you know,
yeah.
It's like Cheers, but in an apartment complex.
Yes.
So I will be talking to other neighbors and Tug's just sort of roaming around a little bit. And I think took a page from Crumb's playbook.
Mm-hmm.
And today I got a photo of Tugboat just in Maria's apartment.
Oh.
Just had let himself in. And fully getting the treats for himself.
Oh, my God.
Maria, you don't need to bother. You don't need to bother. I know where you keep them. I'll just help myself,
yep.
If you please. Yeah. She seems to love it. And I want to caution her in a gentle way that this can only get worse.
Yes.
That he will be on your table and on your bed within a matter of hours if we continue to let this escalate that way. But as of right now, oh, what a hoot. What a good time. Tugboat's just randomly in other people's apartments now. Great. Fantastic.
Love it.
So I guess it started out as a trick or treat, and now it's just a Tug will get his own treat. Thanks.
Yes. What I like is that somehow he's tricked you into thinking this wasn't his idea all along.
Yeah.
You seem very
exactly.
sure. You're like,
exactly.
He was in on it. How do you know he wasn't like, listen, lady, you're going to get some treats. That way I have treats wherever I go.
You're probably right. I was thinking about this the other day, is that I really try to portray Tug's actual facial expressions and actions honestly to the people that this is what's happening. But maybe I got it wrong all along. Maybe he's a mob boss.
He might
maybe
be a
he's
mob boss.
Wildly threatening and blackmail-y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I hate to say it,
all
but.
Right. Well. Yeah. Okay. I mean, certainly something to sit with. See if maybe that's what's happening.
Yeah.
However, I don't feel that Tug being a mob boss is what's going to lead today's Crumboat. I feel like we've got a bigger story. Do you want to tell me what you done did again, Alexis? What happened?
Okay. Here's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
It started off a normal Sunday. Okay.
Sure.
I was taking Crumb out.
Yep.
Side to go to the bathroom as I do every Sunday and actually every day. He does do that
every day sometimes. Right.
And we're outside and all of a sudden this little dog that looks a lot like Crumb, mm-hmm. truthfully, but
yeah,
shorter, scrawnier, shorter hair comes walking up and I was like, who are you? because
right.
I know most of the dogs in my on my block at this point. Like, even the kind of scrappier ones, I usually know what house they belong to because on walks, you usually like pass by and you go, ah, I see.
You know where everybody is. Right.
But this dog, I was like, I don't know this one. Who are you? Mm-hmm. And he is so small. He's so thin that he could just pop through the bars of the gate, which Crumb can stick his head out, but Crumb's little like belly and butt are too big, so he could never do that. But this dog just like hops through. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
hello. Okay. What can I do for you?
You're in the yard. Yes.
And then I was looking and I was like, oh, you don't look so hot, bud. Like, I don't think you came from anywhere, maybe, or you need some help, because he was really, really thin. But him and Crumb loved each other. And I was like, okay, well, let's see what we can do. I, so you see where this is going.
Yeah, we sure do, Alexis.
It took me about an hour to corral him inside because he loved Crumb, was not interested in me at this point. And so eventually, though, he played with like Crumb enough to come inside. Finally got him in. And then immediately was like, hey, what's up? And it became the sweetest dog. Like, he loves people. Yeah. I don't even know why he was so scared by how he is now. He's a sweet little guy.
Fair. But to be fair, if you're outside playing, like, we did that as kids, right?
No
mom.
Way.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friends, that's mom. True. No. Exactly. Until it's time to come in for, you know, pizza rolls.
Then, yeah, we're coming.
I give you all the attention in the world.
That's true. Right. It was a bone, but. The dog equivalent of pizza rolls is a single bone.
Sure.
And so I got him inside and he checked him out. He seems pretty young, like maybe a year.
Right.
Can you hear that? Sorry.
I do. It's real cute over there. I'm going to do a little at like you're watching a movie. We're just going to bounce around. Mm-hmm. That's the past. Here's the future. That's the past. Yes. Here's the future. So you have, I don't even think I'm calling you Alexis anymore in our text messages. Just Dr. Doolittle. So crazy how a Noah's Ark, a Dr. Doolittle, a Pied Piper, if you want. We can toss that in there. But boy, these little babies keep finding
keep
you, my
finding
sweet friend.
Me. Thank you. Uh-huh. he's really sweet. It doesn't seem, I don't know. I don't think that I haven't taken him to get chipped as of this recording yet. Not chipped, to see if he has a chip. It doesn't seem like he will because he's not fixed. And normally they do those at the same time. Especially in LA, they're pretty strict on that. So we'll see. But I've got like the found dog posters going circulating the internet to see if he has a home. And if not, my God, have I gotten so many messages of people being like, "Well, if you don't find anyone, I'll take him." And
I'll happily do it. Okay, so now we've described that it looks an awful lot like Crumb. Yes. I will say ears are longer and pointier. They oscillate between Yoda and Sticky Uppy.
Yeah, they're pretty Sticky Uppy, or not even Yoda, Sticky Uppy or back is his kind of the way he rolls.
All right.
And he's more orange than Crumb. He looks more like a fox than Crumb.
Yeah. But it's still the wiry little scruff all over his face.
He's soft though. It looks like scruff, but he's soft, whereas Crumb is kind of scratchy. It's just
cute. Would you like to showcase to the listeners your excellent naming skills yet again?
Sure. Yeah. Right now he's Cricket. And it's really cute.
Because you found him in your yard, where you find crickets.
Where you find crickets. and he just is a little cricket. He just hops around. He's like, Crumb can't even get on the couch on his own. And they're like, Cricket's just leaping all over the living room. No problem.
Right.
I don't know. If he doesn't end up having a home, which to be determined, you know, there's a possibility of keeping him. But we'll see. It's also like, does he get along with the cats? There's all these factors and things like that.
Right. Well, I think because we will need a benchmark for all of this as we go, whether he stays or whether he goes. Yeah. Where are we at right now in the process? How's everyone getting along?
Right. Fine. The cats are still kind of in hiding mode, but every time he sees them, he doesn't seem to care that much, which is good. Okay. Like, that's kind of what you want. Just a neutral attitude. Yeah, and we'll see. I'm just trying to be like realistic about like, well, he could have come from somewhere, and how nice if they like get him home around Christmas and all of that. So
yeah,
we'll see. But part of me is like, you're thin, man. I don't know. Like, maybe you were out for a while. We'll see. But he's such a sweet boy. He just loves it. He like runs from room to room to make sure everyone's doing okay. He's really
real
cute.
Sweet.
Gives kisses. Okay. Does that thing where he runs up to you really quickly and then just lays down next to you. You go, buddy. Oh, that's pretty cute.
Okay, that's about as cute as you can get. Do you have a guess of how old? What do you think?
I would say a year, but it's hard to tell.
He looks young.
Yeah, and his teeth look fine and new. Okay. But he's got a lot of energy.
That's how you know. Yeah. That's, I say that like that is insider knowledge.
No, it's true.
Just people who've deeply studied this. But isn't that like common for most people to be like, you know, look at the teeth. If the teeth are white, then it's a young dog.
Yeah. Yeah, or he practices great oral hygiene. I don't know. He
sure,
could be 40.
Either that. Exactly. His former owner was a dentist. Yes. And that's why he left, because no one likes to go to the dentist.
True.
Listen, I think that you're just going to have to build up an endurance for my admiration for you, because I don't see an end in sight here. I feel like this is going to be a continual thing that you continually do, and I continually tell you how sweet and wonderful it is. I don't know what I would do. I'd like to believe that I'd pull an Alexis, and I'd like to believe if I didn't pull an Alexis, it would be because I live by myself and because Tugboat's a lot of work on his own, but... I don't know. I think it's just testament that you are a really great person.
Thank you. I also, growing up, it was constantly happening. I think I'm just following in my family's footsteps.
That could also be it. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't.
That's fair.
Oh, God. Okay. And then to top it all off, yesterday, I'm walking these two dogs because I was trying to walk the new dog around the block, especially to see if anyone was looking for their missing dog, because, you know, that would be funny if he was two doors down. And I'm walking and there's just a bunny, like clearly someone, a house bunny, white with brown spots on the sidewalk. And I was like, no, I cannot take also a bunny home today. What is happening?
I think you can.
And he's hopping along. He hops into a yard, and this is a yard that a German Shepherd puppy lives in. So I was like, you've never been in this yard before. This is not where you live. And I was like, what is happening? And Crumb is losing his mind because, he loves, because he has the rat friends.
He
and
just
was
got
just
a
like,
bunny
my friend.
For Christmas. Yeah, it's a big deal.
And it comes right up to him. Like, they almost kissed. And Crumb was the one that backed off because he was like, whoa, you really came on strong,
come
bunny.
Come on, you're a bunny.
And I was just like, what a day if I have to bring home a dog and a bunny.
And a bunny. Yeah. Dr. Doolittle, I think you got... I think you've got a lot of fun ahead of you, but I also think you gotta have to admit, you got away with animals. They love you so much.
It's sweet.
It's real sweet. So wait, okay, where's the bunny now?
I had two dogs with me and I was like, look, good luck, pal.
It's too hard. Bunny's gonna be fine.
He's gonna be fine.
I bet it also belonged to somebody. Yeah. It's gonna be fine, but it is very charming. Obviously we're invested.
Yes.
You must keep us posted on Cricket.
I will.
We got it here. Yep. We got it here. All right. Well, until next week, stay tuned for, what do we want to call it? Cricket Chronicles?
Ooh, Cricket Chronicles is cool. It's a cool children's book.
Like them?
YA series, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. We can still workshop it, but let's, working title, Cricket Chronicles.
Love it.
Coming up. Okay. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for my minute with Rex and Kelda. Hit it.
Woo! Hi, this is Kelda. And my dog Rex, according to me, looks like a smiling wolf. According to his DNA test, he's a hodgepodge of pit bull, German Shepherd, Samoyed, and Rottweiler. Rex was adopted at age 2, and at that point he was already totally blind. It's been a couple years. I'm happy to report he's the happiest, friendliest dog around. Kind of like Olaf from Frozen, because everyone and everything is a new friend, and he loves both snow and summer. However, he values food above all else. Despite that, he's had a pretty successful weight loss journey, been able to lose over 20 pounds since we got him, and only has 5 to go. Not big on tricks, but his favorite thing to do when he wants pets is to run over to the bookshelf and pull down the books one by one. Then he just kind of stares at you until you agree to pet him. That's my boy. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Oh, Rex. Now, Kelda was kind enough to send in a photo.
Yes.
And it's exactly as she described, precisely what you pictured. In the photo, I can't tell you if this is an all the time or just for the photo type of time, but one sticky uppy, one flippy floppy.
It's real
ears.
Cute. And
in the category
I would
describe, of ears.
Yes, of course. Sausage-like in color, and you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a little sausage guy.
Just really the sweetest little sweet pea.
Yeah.
I am delighted by pulling books off the shelf.
Oh, I know.
Because you got a myriad of things that you can do.
Yes.
But I think, I mean, listen, because it does, because it also puts in front of you, do you want to read?
Mm-hmm.
You want to play with a dog.
Right. And you've got both here. And there's something, it's got this like playful mischievousness to it that I really like. It's really cute. Yep.
Such a sweet. I loved it. I loved it so much. And Olaf is the best.
Yes.
Olaf, I don't know if I want to talk about this in my minute, but remind me, I have a new podcast suggestion for you and our listeners.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do it in the gift suggestion.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. All right. But just remind me Olaf.
Okay.
And then that'll trigger.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Now, okay. That's going to be a tough my minute to top.
Yes.
But if someone wanted to try Alexis, how could they do it?
Okay. If you want to give a my minute your best shot, go ahead, record it on your phone or your computer, whatever you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
Perfect. Great. You nailed it. The listeners nailed it. Everybody got it.
Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we host After Game Show, a podcast where listeners submit games and we play them regardless of quality with a dozen listeners from around the world.
We've had folks call in from as far as Sweden, South Africa, and the Philippines.
Here's an example. This is a game we called Zooey Deschanel, where you turn a celebrity's name into an animal pun. You have an example, Manolo?
Brad Gorilla Pit.
Oh, that's a pun on gorilla pits?
Yep.
I don't know.
That's Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
That's a high quality game that you could expect.
Dr. Game Show has new episodes every other Wednesday on Maximum Fun.
Check us out, please.
Alexis, do you want to hear what happened this weekend?
I would love to.
Okay. There was a gopher and Tug went for it.
Uh-oh.
And the caller said, I've had enough. No more.
Wait, you're telling me Tug gophered the gopher?
Yeah, Tug gophered the gopher.
Cool.
Yeah,
got it. Sorry,
exactly.
Just to make sure.
You got it. You got it. You got what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So he lunched for it.
Yeah.
The caller had been through this time and time and time and time and time again, had it, and just quit.
Oh, no.
Split apart. Off goes Tug.
Yeah.
But now I'm on a hike and I got to get him home. So then, you know how you can like lasso the leash?
Yeah.
On the way home. So a lash of the leash. But I tell you what, that leash was put through the ringer that day because now he's got to do double time as a collar and a leash.
Right.
Couldn't have been more filthy by the time we got back. Thank goodness I have recently come into some OxiClean. Thought I was going to have to buy a new leash.
Right.
But toss that and the OxiClean and the washer. Bada bing, bada boom. Got a new leash, but didn't have to buy it.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I truly once a week the cats pee in Crumb's crate, and especially with the OxiClean odor blasters, you never know the cat's peed his crate.
Certainly not. No, take care of stains. They got it all.
Yeah. So OxiClean odor blasters is a laundry booster specifically formulated for musty towels, sweat, and body odors. It also gets rid of stubborn stains, which I don't like. I don't like stubborn stains. And OxiClean does it. You just add it to your wash and it gives an overall freshness feeling. And, you know, like I said, gets rid of the stains.
Stubborn and agreeable. Both all kinds of stains.
It's true. That's very true. Any kind of stain you got, this is just going to take it right away.
No matter the disposition of the stain, they're going to have to
I would say
leave.
Like an armpit stain is a stubborn stain. A chocolate stain is an agreeable stain.
An agreeable stain.
So,
yeah. Like, you know what? I also agree with you. I should have made it to your mouth, and I'm sorry.
That was my bad.
So I'm just going to see my way out. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Every day, if people are like, well, I've got both stains on me right now, how do I find out more? Where should they go?
Listen, don't panic.
Okay.
We got you. Uh-huh. You're going to try OxiClean Odor Blasters for yourself. For product information, stain solutions of all kinds, and offers, please visit OxiClean.com.
Now, Renee.
Yes, Alexis.
I was almost sad today. And the reason why I was almost sad.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I was like, no follow-up questions.
Sorry,
were you sad, Alexis?
No, the reason I was almost sad is that I finished the audiobook series that I've been listening to for the past month and a half. And I was like, now what? Well, I'm lost. I'm a Goonie. I'm lost. I'm a lost kid.
You know where to go.
But I remembered something.
Yes.
There's Libby. And
there is Libby.
Right away, I was like, oh, I'm just going to get a new book to listen to or read.
We're going to be fine. Libby's got my back.
Mm-hmm. So now.
Will you please tell our sweet, sweet listeners what Libby is?
Oh, I would love to. I was getting there.
Yeah, you're taking too long.
I was taking too long. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. If you were like, what? You're sad? Are you still sad? What's going on? Libby is a free reading app created by Overdrive that lets you borrow ebooks and audiobooks from your library on your phone, tablet, Kindle, or computer. All you need is a valid library card from your library. So I went ahead and I borrowed The Fifth Season, which is a fantasy novel that I've been wanting to read. And so I have it already. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to cry. I didn't have to, like, go back into old archives of different podcasts that maybe I could like. I just got a new book on Libby.
You're fine. Yeah. Libby's got your back. I tell you what. So I have recently got Zadie Smith. I love her so much, but I got a little behind. Got a little behind on Zadie Smith. Yep. Have not read Swing Time. And Libby was like, don't you worry, Renee.
Here it is.
I got you. Get on in here. So Libby is currently reading Swing Time to me by Zadie Smith.
That's so nice of it.
Not recommend it enough. Yeah, it's real kind. It's real kind. It's so great.
So Libby works just like your physical library. Simply borrow available books that you want to read, and then they return themselves automatically, so you don't have to be like me and forget to bring your library books back and then accrue giant fines. Fun fact, my dad for a while had the largest library fine in the history of the Sedona Public Library.
Really? Now, what did that come to? What was that total?
God, I wish I knew. I think it was something like he hadn't returned a book in like 30 years.
Sure.
Like since the library had opened, I feel like he checked out a book and never brought it back. And they were like, sir.
You got it. Come on, just bring that book back is all you got to do. It's real easy. Well, luckily, you're not going to get yourself into that pickle with this.
No.
You can start reading Libby now, Alexis. Mm-hmm. Here's what you got to do. You got to go to Meet Libby, Libby, app.com to sign up. That's meet.libbyapp.com.
Okay.
And then there's an exclamation point at the end, which I don't think is part of it, but it does emphasize how excited we are.
It's true.
Hi, I'm James, host of Minority Corner, which is a
podcast that's all about intersectionality. It's hosted by James with a guest host every week.
Discussing all sorts of wonderful issues, nerdy and political.
Pop culture.
Black, queer, feminism.
Race, sexuality.
News.
You're going to learn your history, their self-empowerment, and it's told by what feels like your best friend.
Why should someone listen to Minority Corner?
Why not?
Oh my God, free stuff.
There's not free stuff.
The listeners of Minority Corner will enjoy some necessary LOLs, but mainly a look at what's happening in our world through a colorful lens.
People will get the perspective of marginalized communities.
I feel heard. I feel seen.
Like you said, you need to understand how to be more proactive in your community, and this is a great way to get started.
Join us every Friday on Max Fun or wherever you get your podcast.
Minority Corner.
Because together we're the majority.
Alexis?
Yes.
Just to talk to you real quick. Word on the street is you've got some information about sneezing.
I do. And it's...
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess we don't need to whisper. It isn't... I was going to, in case it was a rumor, I was just like, see, I told him it wasn't true, but it turns out it is.
It's true. It's true. Okay. Yeah, and sneezing, not just for flu season anymore, folks.
Happy to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. We were all like, I don't want to hear about sneezing. You know, with the state of the world, we're sick of sneezes, but it turns out a dog sneezing... is a cute thing.
Consistently cute.
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't know if anyone else has ever seen this, but when dogs, they do a little, when they're playing, sometimes in the middle of it, they'll just sneeze. And you're like, that's a weird time to suddenly get allergies.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on there? But according to, dog behaviorist and trainer Catherine Smith, the sneeze is a dog's signal to the other dog that a rowdy dance or play fight session is strictly play. So both dogs know it's all for fun, basically. And they'll also do it with people to be like, hey, I know that I look scary because I'm doing this like prance growl thing and we're jumping around, but I sneeze. So, you knew I'm just kidding.
Now, here's what I love so much about this.
Yeah.
One, that information just in general. And then two, immediately my brain went on a little daydream of two dogs who were in a real fight, in a duel. They were in a brawl, but they were both under a pollen tree and both of them sneezed and like, well, so wait, is it for fun?
Oh, are we not fighting?
Was it fun?
Do you think that we could solve some fights in general? More pollen?
Yeah. Yes. attention. Okay, so this is our mission.
Okay.
Alexis, I feel like this can obviously transcend over to humans.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. Next time we see a fight break out, we're just going to pour a little pepper underneath their nose. And then, bada bing, bada boom,
imagine,
we created world peace.
Imagine a real, you know, you're about to get into a bar fight, right? You know, the guy, he bashes the bottle over one guy's head, and he turns around, and he sneezes. I think the fight would end. I think they're
just
be
having
like,
a fun time.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen, you know what? I'm going to take you to the hospital. We'll get you some stitches. That is very cute.
Sorry.
I love. Yeah. Can you think of anything else that would indicate, oh, we're just having fun, that would be cuter? Like maybe rubbing your eye. Maybe.
Oh, God. Yeah. I like when they yawn. I think that that's very cute. But
that
sneezing
is
a little bit cuter because it's so out of nowhere. They seem surprised. Yeah.
It's very, and it also is occasionally associated with a little bit of a nerd.
Yes.
I like this. So just two nerds trying to fight. And the yawn, I can see how that could be misread as condescending.
That's true.
Like,
oh, is this the best you got?
Doing?
Yawn,
right,
dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Sneeze is perfect. It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, happy to see it. Happy to hear it. We'll be looking for it going forward.
Right? Yeah. Achoo.
Okay. Alexis.
Yes.
December 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 3 days to do Christmas shopping.
Okay.
You haven't done it.
Oh, okay.
What do we do from here?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I think, now in this, because we were like, oh, we'll do CIPYD's official gift guide. And...
Yes. Okay. I got this.
So, but first, where's the target? Are we doing it for dogs? Or are we doing it for friends?
What's the difference? Why would I have a friend that doesn't have a dog?
Okay, yeah. Great point. Keep going. Step one, go.
Okay. Step one, look up gift guides and go, I don't have time for any of this. So close those tabs. That's
sure.
Number one.
Yeah. No. You're not. Nothing's going to arrive.
No.
Nothing that you express ship will get there on time. The only thing you can do is re-gift from your home or go to Walmart.
Yes.
Mm, maybe not Walmart.
No, you probably won't
Trader
go to Walmart.
Joe's.
You can go to Trader Joe's. Yeah. Honestly.
You can go to Trader Joe's.
I did a thing. I made the best cat toy I've ever made. The other day, out of ribbon from the presents I'd been wrapping,
great,
and a tag from a shirt that I'd cut off.
Delightful.
And I think if you got a cat lover in your life, you just tie those two things together, wrap that, and say, I made you a cat toy.
No, Alexis, what is your friend going to do when you give them a tag on a string? They're
going to
think
you.
It's a pet, is
They'll
what they're going to do.
You.
Okay. I don't know. I think given your reputation of finding things and turning them into your pets, they might be.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, you're right. They probably will say
thank
you.
Well, that was my big gift idea. What do you got?
I don't have anything better. Nothing better at all. Here's what I do is I find a candle that I have not lit yet. And then I give that is often what I will do.
That's fine. Truthfully, candles are one of those gifts that you go, I know it's not that thoughtful, but I've also never been like bummed to get a candle.
Ever, right?
Yeah.
For the most, unless, listen, let's be careful with those smells.
Yes.
You got a smelly one.
Yeah.
Probably not. But you just got a nice one.
A neutral you got.
Candle it up.
Yeah.
Great. What else have I, because it is, it's just like, what do I have around the house?
Let me look.
That I can re-gift.
Oh.
Every now and again, a book has been successful.
Yeah.
How about you?
Book is really good, actually. That's a really smart idea. Because I'm always like, I don't want to get rid of this, but I've read it.
Just buy a new one.
Yeah. I would say I have a lot of, okay, this is a thing that I just have, but I love dried flowers.
Mm.
And a quick card fix is if you've got like dried flowers or dried petals around, you just slap some of those on the front of a thing and it looks like you made a really thoughtful card when in fact you pulled some petals that you've had for 4 years out of a book.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. I'm big about forgetting cards.
Yeah.
Here's what you do there is you just get dog cards with nothing on the inside.
Oh, nice.
There's nothing on the inside.
Smart.
And then you open it up and then happy birthday, happy anniversary. Sorry, I forgot your birthday. That's a big one that I like to celebrate. It's just you can make that card whatever you need it to be.
Yeah. Also,
or
you can.
In this case, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, also, you can always do the standard put a bow on your own head and then you're the gift.
Oh,
ain't that nice?
That's fun. That's very sweet.
Nobody
That's
likes great. That. Don't do that.
Do I? No. Okay. But let's see. Do I have any? Obviously, that bolster bed. Wait, did we do a follow up on that? I don't know if we did. I talked about it on Instagram and I texted you, but I don't know if we've actually done it on
you
the show.
You got one. You might have, but is Tugbuzz loving it?
Yes, loves it.
Nice.
Took a second.
Mm-hmm.
Was very convinced that maybe I should just eat it. But then once he got past that, I think this bed might be foolproof.
Isn't that
I don't
crazy?
Think you're, we're going to find a dog. So it's the eyelash cat and dog bolster bed yeah. from Chewy.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's on Chewy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they honestly, Chewy delivers really fast. So
oh my
if
God,
you listen to
so
this
fast.
On Tuesday, you may be able to get that bed in time.
Yeah.
Try
that's
it.
True.
Try because it's a pretty big hit. So that's I guess that's our sincere get that.
It's a really good gift.
Yeah. And then Chewy, if you want to go ahead and sponsor the show, that'd be great.
That's a great gift for us.
Sure. Yeah, Chewy. If Chewy's listeners like, oh no, I forgot to get him something. That's okay. Don't you worry. Just sponsor us with that bolster bed.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy peasy. Okay. Do you want to go to the closing section of this podcast?
I would love to.
Okay. Okay. Now, Alexis, I remember I need to talk about Olaf.
Oh, yes. Olaf.
Okay. So, if you listen, probably a lot of us have maybe more time on our hands than we thought we were going to this holiday season.
Uh-huh.
And maybe a little bit sad to hang out inside. So, you got to go on a walk, but you don't really want to go on a walk because you've already been on a walk 8 billion times.
Yeah.
And maybe you know this one already, but was recently recommended to me to check out Blood Ties. Mm. Have you listened to that podcast
yet? Oh, not
yet,
but I've heard it's good.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a Wandry show, and it is narrative, which normally I am also like, no. I do this for me, though.
Yeah.
Listen to the first 5 minutes. If it doesn't hook you in the first 5 minutes, you're fine. You don't owe me anything. But it's Gillian Jacobs and Olaf, Josh Gad. And it is it's mystery, but it's not scary.
Ooh.
And it's not, it's, I guess, it's got adult themes.
Okay.
And there's like one or two episodes that's a little tough, but they warn you. They let you know, hey. But yeah, if you're just like, God, I want to be outside, but I don't want to think about anything. Give Blood Ties a try. I am not connected to it in any way, shape or form other than I was just really surprised that, I will say this about it. It's got two seasons. Each are 6 episodes each, and I got through the whole thing in 24 hours.
Wow.
So
incredible. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll check it out.
I think you guys will like
Thanks
it.
For the tip.
Do you have anything for people to listen to? Or just do this week?
I mean, it's not so much fun, but I've been listening to the Short Creek podcast series on the Mormons in Short Creek, which is just a really well-made series. So if you're looking, if you're into kind of culty religion stuff, that's great to check out.
Great.
It's a good time. It's okay. They're really also like the creators of the show handle it really well. They're never making fun of anyone or anything like that. It's just a really good piece of journalism about Short Creek and what happened there. So
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna write that down.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go listen to it right now on our walk. Okay. Well, now listen, Alexis, I love you so much. Listeners, I love you so much. Merry Christmas. And then next week we're gonna be here.
Okay.
But I think we may do just like a little quick shorty shorts.
A new year's new teaser. Not a teaser, but you know,
just a little, yeah, because you guys deserve a break from us.
Yeah,
just enough to say how do,
and then
we'll get out of your hair.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see you next week. But until then, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.